This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In the United States, Wall Street is climbing to new heights Thursday on expectations that the Democratic sweep of Washington means more stimulus is likely on the way for the economy. The S&P 500 was 1.2% higher in the first trading after Congress confirmed Joe Biden as the winner of the presidential election, and John Ossoff was declared the winner of a Georgia runoff election, tipping control of the U.S. Senate to Democrats. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 172 points, or 0.6%, as of 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the NASDAQ Composite was 1.8% higher. And more now on those very important races in the U.S. state of Georgia. Democrats won both Georgia Senate seats, and with them, the U.S. Senate majority. As final votes were counted on Wednesday, this dramatically improves the fate of President-elect Joe Biden's progressive agenda. John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock defeated incumbent Republicans 2 months after Biden became the first Democratic presidential candidate to carry that southern state since 1992. Warnock served as pastor for the same Atlanta church where civil rights leader the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. preached. He becomes the first African-American from Georgia elected to the Senate, and Ossoff becomes the state's first Jewish senator and, at 33 years old, the Senate's youngest member. And there's relative calm in the nation's capital one day after supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol, sending lawmakers running for cover. Voting stopped for several hours, but resumed once the situation was brought under control and the Biden win was confirmed in the early hours of Thursday.